This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives paid a scheduled visit to COP27 climate talks in Egypt Thursday amid tensions in U.S.-China relations exacerbated by her recent trip to Taiwan. Nancy Pelosi said both countries should cooperate on climate despite their differences.
And I take second place to no one in concern about their human rights violations or trade violations, their proliferation of weapons of mass destruction over time. But I do believe that we must work with them on climate.
Despite being classified as a developing country, China, as the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter, is facing pressure to pay into a climate loss and damage fund. Developing nations have, for the first time, asked China to pay, but China has refused to do so. Experts say China is expected to face further pressure from both developed and developing nations in future climate negotiations. U.S. President Joe Biden will be on a global stage later Thursday and throughout the weekend after a better-than-expected showing by Democrats in a few U.S. states in midterm elections. This as Republicans edged closer Thursday to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, while control of the Senate hinged on a few tight races. At a news conference, President Biden said Republican wave did not materialize.
I thought we were going to do fine. While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night. And we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
Even so, Mr. Biden still faces turmoil if Republicans are confirmed to have narrowly won the House of Representatives. This is VOA News. Russia's military has said that it will withdraw from the only regional capital it captured, marking one of the worst setbacks for Russia in the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian forces have zeroed in on the Russian-occupied city of Kherson and cut off supply lines as part of a larger counteroffensive in eastern and southern Ukraine. Despite the apparent retreats, Kyiv and others are skeptical, believing the move could be a ruse to lure Ukraine's forces into a deadly trap. Spain is to send Ukraine two more Hawk surface-to-air missile launchers on top of the four it has already dispatched to counter the Russian invasion, the Spanish government said on Thursday. Protests rage throughout Iran, with some going on overnight as officials renew threats against local dissent. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Explosions rung out on the streets of Kahdarijan in Isfahan province, south of Tehran. Online mobile phone footage showed balls of fire erupt in the streets as protesters shouted in the background. Much further south in Bandar Abbas, an online video showed women twirling their headscarves above their heads in protest as cars honked their horns in solidarity. Another online video showed protesters in the capital Tehran chanting freedom over a wave of supportive car horns. It has been over 50 days since protests erupted in Iran following the detention and killing of a Kurdish woman in morality police custody. Iranian officials have kept up their threats against the demonstrators and the wider world, including Saudi Arabia, who alongside Britain, the US and Israel, they blame for fomenting unrest. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Thursday urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reject Donald Trump's bid to avoid complying with a Democratic-led congressional panel's request for his tax returns. The Republican former president calls it politically motivated. Nicole is now a tropical storm as it batters parts of Florida. Here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says Nicole's winds have come down a bit, but it's still a large storm.
That large wind field is still producing storm surge problems along portions of the east coast of Florida, up into Georgia and South Carolina. And then even later today, we'll see some storm surge flooding in the Apalachee Bay area of Florida.
Berg says Nicole is expected to continue moving across central Florida, possibly emerge over the far northeastern Gulf of Mexico this afternoon, and then move across the Florida Panhandle and Georgia tonight into Friday. I'm Donna Warder.
An earthquake in the mountains of West Nepal rocked the Himalayan nation Wednesday, killing at least six people while they were asleep in their houses, according to a government administrator. It was about a 6.6 magnitude.